This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Congressional Republicans have already lost three special elections this year in districts they would normally expect to win. And if that was not a bad enough sign for November's voting, consider this. Likely voters nationwide tell pollsters they're pessimistic about the direction of the country, and in growing numbers they identify with the Democratic Party. In a moment, we'll hear from the congressional Republican in charge of fighting that trend. We begin with a survey for Morning Edition by Democratic pollster Stan Greenberg and Republican pollster Glenn Bolger. They gave their results to NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson.
When we last surveyed likely voters in January, 68% said the country was on the wrong track. Now that number has jumped to an unprecedented 80%. When we asked about the job President Bush is doing, only 33% approved. Just over half, 51%, said they disapproved of him strongly. In party identification, more voters call themselves Democrats than Republicans by 10 points. And in head-to-head matchups for the White House, Barack Obama leads John McCain by 5 points, and Hillary Clinton and McCain are tied. Republican Glenn Bolger says these presidential margins may be narrow, but the overall math is pretty clear.
There's more Democrats in the country than there are Republicans. Obama's ahead among independents. That's the battleground for 2008, and Senator McCain has to do well with independent voters in order to win because there's simply not enough Republicans. Compare that to 2004 when the parties were at parity, and you see the math equation has really changed going into November.
Likely voters in our poll say Clinton and Obama have plans for middle-class tax relief, health care, and the economy, but McCain does not, even though in recent weeks McCain has been at pains to lay out his plans. He may not have gotten through, says Democrat Stan Greenberg, because the lively contest on the Democratic side is holding the stage.
Even though John McCain has released his economic plan and gave a major speech on the economy, it is very clear voters have no idea. John McCain talked about his middle-class tax cuts. There is no recollection of that in the country. The primary process is indeed keeping them focused on the Democrats.
Just the same, at a time when the GOP is viewed favorably by dwindling numbers of people, McCain himself is running well ahead of his brand. That's because of voters such as Johnny Holcomb, a registered independent from Midlothian, Virginia.
I just think the three McCain would probably be better. He's the only one that's got military experience, and I think we need somebody with experience in there. The other two seem to be fighting too much between themselves.
And Margaret Street of Coralville, Iowa, who says she's supporting Obama, is still open-minded about McCain.
I'm not as turned off by McCain as I am by some of the other Republicans we've had. He seems to, you know, consider what his actions are going to do as far as affect the rest of the world and affect the U.S., and that's what I'm looking for. I don't feel like we have a president who thinks about that right now.
So you think he is different than George Bush?
I think so. My husband doesn't, but I do, yes.
Those voters represent a silver lining for Republican Glenn Bolger.
I think that speaks to the fact that McCain's the right candidate for the Republicans, and ultimately it is not just issues that win an election in November for president. People are making a choice between two candidates. Issues are going to be part of that, but that's not all. And the political environment is going to be part of it, but that's not all.
The political environment is a problem. One reason is still the war in Iraq. Our survey asked voters if they agreed with the Republican position that the U.S. can't leave Iraq and let Osama bin Laden establish a base there. But by big margins, voters didn't agree. Here's Stan Greenberg, followed by Glenn Bolger.
The country clearly wants to start reducing troops, clearly wants to think about the money that's being spent there and how we strengthen our own economy.
I think Iraq is going to continue to be a problem for Republicans across the board going into this election, just like it was in 2006.
References to 2006 can't be reassuring to a Republican Party that lost control of Congress that year and is trying not to lose any more seats this year. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.